Hello, and welcome to day 6 of the 21 Days to Self-Love Meditation Experience. Okay, so day 6 is forgiving your past. And in this audio, I will give you the rundown on forgiveness, what forgiveness actually is, why it's so important to forgive, and who you should be forgiving, and even how to forgive. What is true forgiveness? Well, do you know that feeling, that moment when you release and let go completely, that moment of slipping into a state of sleep? It's actually a surrender into that sleep state. It's an instant where the mind and body enter a state of presence, a space of allowance, complete awareness and freedom. True forgiveness creates this same state, a cellular release that brings you into the isness or oneness with the universe. True forgiveness is complete harmony with what is. Forgiveness is without judgment. The only way to experience the lightness and freedom of harmony is to completely release your past. Therefore, what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is harmony with what was then and what is now. Why is it important to forgive? Forgiveness is a release of resentment, of judgment of the past, and of an internal prison. That's right. If you're holding on to resentment, my friends, you are in your own prison. And holding on to past, quote, wrongs are poisonous. And what if those wrongs are actually perfect for your spiritual growth and evolvement? Forgiving others is for you, not them. However, without any attachment to this happening, don't be surprised that your offender asks for forgiveness after you have truly released your resentments and bitterness toward them. When you hold on to resentment and blame, you block yourself from the abundance that the universe is always trying to gift to you. Therefore, forgiveness is important so that you can clear your cells of poisonous and contractive energy from your being. You cannot step into a light and spontaneous future without releasing the heaviness of your past. Now, who should you forgive? You forgive anyone with whom you feel hurt, bitterness, resentment, wanting to get even or revenge. Even if someone else chooses not to forgive you, that's okay. Do this to release you. And it's not necessary to go to that person face to face. This can be done on your own in the privacy of your journal or your mind. Now, who else should you forgive? You. That's right, you. Believe it or not, people find it easier to forgive others than their own perceived failures. How does one forgive? After listening to this audio, I want you to write down a list of every person, every group or organization that has ever created pain in your life. That is, pain or anger that you have not been able to release yet. And give yourself time to write this list. Include your family, lovers or ex-lovers, anyone from work, past or present, friends, even from your childhood. Yourself, include yourself in this list, and even God. And this may take several days and several lists, but keep going until it just feels complete. And then go through each person or each group and say one by one, I forgive you and I set you free. Then breathe deeply. And then move to the next person or the group on your list and say it again, I forgive you and I set you free. I forgive you and I set you free. Now, this may bring up many deep-seated and painful emotions, but keep up with this exercise until you feel a release. I forgive you and I set you free. Forgiving you sets me free. Okay, now, let's take a moment and right now choose something that you need to forgive you for. Is there something you feel guilty about, ashamed of, hate yourself for, are angry with yourself about, some perceived failure that you can't let go of? So pick one right now and let's take it through a process of forgiveness. And I'm going to give you a moment to choose what you're going to work through in this process. To assist with self-forgiveness, I am going to invoke the healing green flame. So close your eyes and breathe deeply, expanding your chest. So breathe in and open your chest. And exhale and release it all. Breathe in deeply, expand your chest. And exhale. And in your next very deep breath, I'm going to invoke this flame. Flame of healing of the purest green, bless my form and make me whole. I am divine perfection manifest in body, mind, and soul. Now this time, breathe in this green healing flame. Again, Breathe deeply in this healing flame energy. Just notice how you feel. And you may feel resistance, which is very normal and common, but just breathe through it. Breathe through the resistance. And take the tips of your fingers or the heel of your hand and start tapping on the center of your heart chakra. So tap in the middle of your breastbone about at this pace. Tap, 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 tap. Keep tapping. Doesn't have to be too hard. Just keep tapping right there. Breathing through it. Breathe into your chest. Expand your chest. And exhale. Good. What you're beginning to do, keep tapping, is to release the stuck energy of anger and blame, resentment, and bitterness, because it gets stuck in your heart center. And your Merek meridian, which is right there in the middle of your breastbone. So keep tapping. Don't stop. Keep tapping. And keep breathing. And put all of your focus on your breath. So breathe in, tap, 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 and focus on the inhale. Breathe out and focus on your exhale. Good. Keep going. Keep tapping. And this time you're going to say to yourself, your highest self, please forgive me. I didn't know what I was doing. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry for putting myself down. I'm so sorry for judging myself so harshly. I'm so sorry for hating myself. I'm so sorry for making myself wrong. I'm so sorry for being impatient. I'm so sorry for not believing that I'm good enough. I'm so sorry for believing that I'm not worthy of love, of happiness. Please forgive me. I didn't know that I was harming myself by holding on to this. Please forgive me. Keep tapping. Keep breathing. And keep saying over and over to your highest self that is helping to release this now as you surrender all of this. I am so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Keep tapping. Keep breathing, focusing on the words as they release you. And every time you say, I'm sorry, every time you say, please forgive me, and with every tap, that flame of healing is coming through and releasing you. So keep going. Flame of healing of the purest green, bless my form and make me whole. I am divine perfection manifest in body, mind, and soul. Flame of healing of the purest green, bless my form and make me whole. I am divine perfection manifest in body, mind, and soul. Flame of healing of the purest green, bless my form and make me whole. I am divine perfection manifest in body, mind, and soul. Okay, stop tapping, lower your hand, breathe naturally. You really began a release tonight and acknowledge yourself for being willing to even begin this exercise. This takes courage. Change requires your courage. So acknowledge your courageous self right now. This isn't easy, so good for you. Good for you. So now take your arms and wrap them around you and give yourself a big hug because you deserve it. I'm hugging all of you right now, loving you. And that flame of healing green is wrapping around you, hugging you at the same time that you're hugging you and I'm hugging you. That beautiful flame of healing is running through every cell of your being and releasing you from your past. Letting your past go so that you can step into your glorious future. You did an amazing job. So proud of you. So after this audio, please be kind to yourself. Just rest and relax. Maybe take a hot bath, and you deserve it. Keep going with your forgiveness exercises, and eventually you will feel released, refreshed, and filled with complete freedom and harmony. Choose the future of your dreams by forgiving your past. And I'm sending you off with love.